Married at First Sight. Chapter 4331. This child looks like Serenity. The old woman gently touched the baby's little face. Rowan agreed, she really looks like Serenity. She also looks a bit like Zachary York. Liberty nodded, after taking a closer look, she said, but she still looks more like Serenity. You can tell who a child looks like right after birth, but they change every day, Serenity said. Right now, it looks like me, but when it grows up, it might look like someone else. However, he is still handsome. It's beautiful. Both parents are handsome, whether like mother or Zachary York, their son will definitely be handsome. He is the son of my eldest brother and my sister-in-law. So, naturally he will resemble both of them. I agree with Sister Liberty, he resembles my eldest brother a bit, but resembles my sister-in-law more, Ning Yun Brown added. She looked at the child with gentle, affectionate eyes. She also wants to have children but has not been able to conceive and has to take medication every day to regulate her body. Dr. Cheng said that if she continues treatment for another year, she can start preparing for pregnancy. Babies are small. Ours was 7 pounds when he was born, so he wasn't tiny. Babies born at 4 or 5 pounds are even smaller. The old woman stood up, bent down, and picked up her great-grandchild. The child suddenly woke up, crying, eyes still closed, head tilted to one side, instinctively searching for food. He's hungry. Make some formula. While gently coaxing her great-grandchild, the old woman told her daughter-in-law to prepare milk. Rowan personally mixed 30 ml of powdered milk for her grandson. Grandma May tried dropping a few drops on the back of her hand, waiting until it wasn't too hot before giving it to the baby to drink. The child is really hungry. The child is hungry too. He drank 15 ml and seemed to want more, but Grandma May wouldn't let him. Nurses advise not to overfeed the baby at first, just 5 to 15 ml is enough. After finishing 15 ml of formula, the baby opened his eyes and glanced around before quickly closing them again and going back to sleep. Grandma May gently patted his back a few times, continuing to hold him, not immediately putting him down, afraid he would vomit. A moment later, she returned the baby to Serenity. Old woman. The butler entered, carrying a thermal lunchbox. She brought food to Serenity. Although Serenity had a natural birth, she could only eat light food immediately after giving birth. Grandma May asked the housekeeper to cook some millet porridge and bring it to her. Serenity had used up a lot of energy during labor and felt hungry. When she saw the housekeeper bringing the porridge, she tried to sit up, but Liberty and Mrs. Thuong both reached out to help her. "Sister, I will feed you millet porridge," said Liberty. She opened the lunchbox, scooped a bowl of porridge and prepared to feed her sister. "Sister, I can do it myself. I feel much better." Serenity felt she could now get out of bed and eat by herself, no need to be fed anymore. Luckily, she had a natural birth. If it had been a cesarean section, she would still be lying there unable to move or eat. But Liberty still insisted on breastfeeding her. "When I gave birth to Sunny, you took care of me. Now I want to take care of you. What's wrong with that?" Having no other choice, Serenity let his sister feed him. Married at First Sight. Finally Zachary York entered. He looks a little better. As soon as everyone saw him enter, their eyes immediately looked straight at his face. Grandma May even joked, "Luckily you can still walk, otherwise, your brothers would have had to carry you in." "Grandma, I told you I could handle it. The process of giving birth is extremely painful." Zachary York decided that this would be their only child. He did not want his beloved wife to endure the pain of childbirth again. "Sister, let me feed Serenity porridge." Seeing his aunt feeding his wife, Zachary York walked up behind Liberty, clearly wanting to personally feed Serenity. "No need. Serenity is almost done. Go check on the baby. I doubt you've even taken a good look at your son." Liberty was very pleased with her brother-in-law's devotion. He really cares about her sister. When Zachary York stepped out, her face was pale as paper, her legs were shaking, she could barely walk. If it weren't for her younger brothers supporting her, she would have fallen. Liberty recalls the moment she gave birth to Sonny. Hank Brown's family was overjoyed when they heard the news that it was a boy. Sonny was the first one to be taken out of the delivery room and they were eager to leave with him. When she came out, only her sister was waiting for her outside, the whole Brown family went to see the baby. At that time, she and Hank Brown still had feelings for each other, but he didn't even stay to wait for her to leave the delivery room. She didn't think much about it at the time, but looking back now, she realized that during childbirth, the people who worry most about the mother are usually her family. It is said that those who leave with a smile on their faces while holding the baby are usually the husband's family, while those waiting anxiously outside the delivery room are usually the wife's family. For the daughter's family, joy will not come until they see their daughter safely out. Only then can they relax and celebrate their new life. The York family has always treated Serenity well, never criticizing her status as unworthy of Zachary York. Before that, when Serenity was about to sit up to eat porridge, her family ran to help her up. Zachary York glanced at his son in the delivery room, but all his attention was still on his wife. "I saw the baby," he said. Liberty turned to look at him. Seeing that he looked much better, she gave him her seat, handed him half a bowl of porridge, and told him to feed the remaining millet porridge to Serenity. "Honey, you're still pale. You look worse than I do." Serenity reached out to touch his face. Zachary York poured her another half bowl of porridge, gently fed her, and said, "I'm so scared, this is the first time in my life I've felt truly scared. Serenity, I'm so scared. I told you not to stay with me during labor, but you insisted. It's okay, we're both safe now, my son and I." Serenity was touched. Especially when she saw the bite marks on the back of Zachary York's hand, she left them there. "Then ask the nurse to disinfect your hands and apply medicine. I bit too hard at that time. But still, you bit me and I let you. I gave you my hand on purpose." Rowan looked at the wound on his son's hand and said, "Compared to the pain she felt when giving birth, that pain is nothing." The old woman agreed. "It's just a little scratch. It's fine. I'll have the nurse bring some ointment later." But Zachary York did not care. Even now, he still feels no pain. Perhaps because his attention was still completely focused on his wife. After Serenity finished eating, she picked up her son and told her husband to come and take care of the child. She could confidently assert that Zachary York still had no real impression of their child. "Zachary York, I've only known him for a few hours. I really don't have any impression of him yet." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4333. "Grandma, everyone go home and rest. I'll stay here and take care of Serenity." After Serenity finished eating, Zachary York advised the whole family to go home and rest. "It's still early, no need to rush back," Grandma May replied, glancing at the time, not wanting to leave the hospital so early. "We're just worried about you being here alone. We all have children to take care of, so she'll be staying with you," she said, looking worried. The others quickly tried to convince her to rest, insisting that she go home while they stayed. In the end, only Zachary York and Liberty remained at the hospital to take care of Serenity and the baby, the others were all sent home. After they left, the room fell into a quiet silence again. Liberty sat by the bed, looking at her little nephew. The more she looked, the more she loved him, smiling and saying, "Serenity, this baby is so handsome, have you two chosen a name yet?" "I have a few in mind. Between York and Hugh and York How. Sis, which one do you think sounds better?" "Both sound good. Either one is fine." "It's up to you," Liberty replied, taking her nephew into her arms. "Sonny is coming soon. Duncan said he would take him to see his brother tomorrow, but he insisted on coming tonight. He said he wouldn't go to sleep if he didn't see him. Ever since her sister had to be hospitalized to give birth, Liberty has been by her side almost constantly. Her son was left in Duncan's care. Although Duncan still cannot walk much and as a brother-in-law, he cannot stay in the hospital all day, he still spends all his time taking care of his stepson. Let him come. It's still early. She gave birth around 6 o'clock in the evening, and it was just past 9 now. Sonny could visit for a while and still get enough sleep to go to school the next day. He's almost here. My brother-in-law just texted me he'll be here in 10 minutes. Sister, let's name the baby York Howe. This character has too many strokes. I'm afraid the baby will cry when he writes this character at school. Serenity said half of this sentence to herself, a smile on her lips as she said the last part. Zachary York replied, "No need to rush, we can slowly choose a name after we return home from the hospital. Perhaps she will ask the teacher to help her choose a good name for the baby." Although the master had said that his fate with their family was over and told the grandmother not to contact him anymore, she was still able to contact one of his best disciples. The master had very few students, and he only accepted those with exceptional talent and good character. If someone lacks integrity or is too mediocre, the owner will reject them immediately. Given his master's level, he was concerned that if a poor disciple learned his skills and used them to do harm, it would not only be a sin but would also implicate that person. Serenity thought for a moment and said, "Okay, then we're not in a hurry. Once we get home, we'll slowly look at the list of names together." Zachary York bought several books of names, researched their meanings and the five elements, and even submitted several names for appraisal. Haha, Serenity laughed so hard he couldn't count. Perhaps every father wants his son to be successful, starting with choosing a meaningful name. Who would have thought that even Chairman York would go through the name vetting process like any normal parent, just to give his son the best? But among the wealthy and influential in Wiltspoon City, belief in feng shui and fate is very deep. Some big names even retain such masters with high salaries. Whenever they build a house, renovate a tomb or start a major project, they consult a feng shui master to choose a good day and make detailed calculations. If a business is in trouble or suffering a major loss, they will spare no effort to turn things around, often starting by wondering if the office's feng shui is out of whack. In short, the saying "the purpose of science is metaphysics" still exists in the lives of this elite. "Teacher, teacher, I want to see my brother." Sunny's voice rang out. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4334. The little guy's voice rang out before he appeared. Duncan's voice rang out, "Sunny, don't run so fast. Wait for Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke can't walk as fast as you." He sat in a wheelchair, pushed by bodyguards. They walked briskly but still could not catch up with the energetic Sunny. He had just told Sunny where his aunt's room was, and the boy had already run over. After spending a few days in kindergarten and learning to recognize some words, it made a difference. Sunny rushed into the room. His voice was naturally softer as he entered. "Mom, Aunt." Sunny happily called out, finally remembering to call Zachary York uncle. "Sunny is here." Serenity smiled and waved to his grandson. Sunny walked towards her. "Miss, are you okay?" He noticed that his aunt's belly was not as big as before, so he asked, "Auntie, why is your belly so small now?" Liberty smiled and replied, "Didn't you see me holding your little brother? After giving birth, my belly naturally got smaller." Sunny responded with an "oh" and quickly went to her mother to see her newborn brother. After looking at the child for a while, Sunny seemed hesitant, as if there was something he wanted to say. "What's the matter, Sunny?" Serenity asked gently. After a moment of hesitation, Sunny finally honestly said, "Auntie, my little brother looks so ugly. Why isn't he as cute and pretty as the little brother at your house?" All the adults laughed. After Sunny finished speaking, he felt a little embarrassed. He didn't mean to say it, but his aunt asked him directly. Sunny was an honest child, so he just told the truth. Even though the child was her aunt's, Sunny couldn't bring herself to say that her younger brother was handsome. He actually looks a bit ugly. Just a little, he's not that bad. You looked the same when you were born. As you grow older, you will become even more beautiful. In 3 months, your little brother will be as cute and handsome as the baby at your aunt's house. Sunny was stunned, glanced at her brother, then looked at Liberty. Mom, was I this ugly when I was born? Now everyone worships him, flowers bloom when he passes, and tires seem to get flat at the sight of him. Many children are not very cute when they are born. But when they grow up, they become handsome. Didn't you say your aunt's younger brother was ugly when he was born? Is he still ugly now? Sunny tried to remember, but he couldn't remember calling the baby ugly. He only knew that the baby was white, soft, and extremely cute. Every time Sunny saw it, it would grin and wave, wanting to be hugged. Then in a few years I will visit my brother. Sunny has decided. A few days later, he would return to see if his brother had become more handsome, only then would he believe what his mother said. Liberty smiled and said, "Your aunt and brother will be discharged from the hospital in a few days, let's go home to visit them." "I want to live with you," Sunny said without hesitation. After his parents returned from Catherine, he went to live with them and no longer lived at his aunt's house. Now that his aunt has given birth, he wants to move back in with his younger brother again so he can see his younger brother every day and watch him grow up to be more beautiful day by day. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4335. Before Serenity could reply, Liberty gently declined her son's request. "Your aunt has to stay after giving birth, and your uncle has to take care of both her and the baby. He doesn't have time to take care of you, so you can't stay at their house. You'll live with us. I'll go back to work in a few days, but Uncle Luke will be home. He can take care of you." After her sister gave birth, Liberty returned from Zhongqing and will be back again to celebrate the baby's 1 month milestone. Sunny pouted in disappointment, clearly unhappy. He muttered, "My uncle has other uncles and aunts. I can take care of myself. I won't bother you anymore." "Hey, sister." Serenity smiled and said, "If Sunny wants to stay with me, then let him stay. He is very independent, he can bathe, change clothes, eat, and do his homework by himself, you don't need to worry. Just arrange for a driver to take the child to and pick him up at the kindergarten." Sunny's mood immediately changed from sad to excited. "Tomorrow I will move to my aunt's house, to see my little brother become more and more handsome." Liberty patted her son's forehead and said helplessly, "Your aunt loves you so she let you stay. But you can't bother her, let her rest well." Then she turned to her sister. "Serenity, just focus on your recovery. Don't worry about this little one. Make sure you rest well during your confinement period." "I know, sister." Serenity had experience taking care of his sister during confinement, and her current condition was much better than Liberty's at that time. "Sunny, you've met your brother, so go home and sleep. You have to go to kindergarten tomorrow," Liberty gently reminded. Sunny couldn't bear to leave, kissed her younger brother on the cheek, then turned to Serenity and said, "Teacher, tomorrow after school I will come visit you and my younger brother." "All right. Good night." Sunny smiled brightly and waved goodbye to her, wishing her good night. Zachary York held his hand and walked out with Duncan, teasing him, "I just wished my aunt good night, what about you?" "Good night, uncle. When I'm not home, you must take good care of my aunt and brother." The boy spoke in an innocent and serious voice. Zachary York smiled softly, "Of course. Your aunt is my wife, your younger brother is my son, I love them very much, I will definitely take good care of them." The boy was so thoughtful, which made the love they had for him all the more precious. Then Sunny asked a little disappointedly, "Uncle, now that you have a younger brother, will you still love me in the future?" Zachary York stopped, squatted down, turned Sunny towards him, and looked straight into his eyes. "Sonny, no matter how many children you and I have, we will always love you. You and your future siblings are equally important to us." Sonny replied, "But I don't have an older sister. So far, he only has a younger brother." Zachary York paused for a moment and said, "Maybe in a few years, your mother will give birth to a younger sister for you, and your aunt and uncle may also have daughters. Uncle, aren't you and your aunt planning to give me a little sister?" Sonny remembered that her aunt often said she wanted both a younger brother and a younger sister. Now she has a younger brother, but her younger sister has not come yet. Zachary York smiled and said, "This matter is for the adults to decide. Sonny is still a child, there is no need to worry for now." He picked Sonny up and said warmly, "Remember, no matter what happens, we will always love you like this." Sonny finally felt comfortable. The boy likes his younger brother, but is afraid that the adults will no longer like him now that there is someone new. Zachary York and his father went down to the parking lot on the lower floor. "Duncan, take Sonny home to rest. Everything is fine here. I'll go back and let Serenity sleep for a while." Married at First Sight 4336 to 4340. Married at First Sight Chapter 4336. Duncan nodded, "You should rest too. You look tired, the dark circles under your eyes are obvious. You are no longer as handsome as old York Theo." Zachary York smiled and said, "As long as Serenity and the baby are safe, it's okay to be a little tired and sleepy." Compared to the pain Serenity endured in giving birth, his exhaustion was nothing. "Drive carefully," Zachary York reminded the driver. He watched his friend's car disappear into the distance before turning and going inside. Although he was very tired, the joy of being a father still kept him awake. That night, he stayed up all night taking care of the baby, so that Serenity could rest in peace. Seeing how tired Zachary York was, Liberty insisted that he sleep in the family bed for a while she helped her sister take care of the baby. "At this stage, your baby only needs to eat and have his diaper changed. After being fed and cleaned, he quickly falls back to sleep." The next morning, Grandma May and a few others arrived. They brought breakfast to Serenity and the others. Now that Serenity had given birth, she could eat meat porridge and soup, but limited oil. Her meals are arranged by the family nutritionist. After a night's rest, Serenity woke up feeling much better, as if nothing had happened. After breakfast, she even got out of bed and walked around a little. She doesn't need to worry about taking care of the baby yet. As the firstborn of this generation in the York family, the baby will enjoy several years as the center of attention and affection. Only after the birth of his younger cousins will he need to share that love. However, the oldest child always receives the most attention from adults. Just as Zachary York said, even after his cousins were born one after another, his status as the eldest brother remained unshaken, and he was still deeply loved by his older brothers. Of course, being the eldest brother also comes with a heavy sense of responsibility. Jasmine and his wife also visited Serenity. She did not bring her son, the baby was only 1 month old, it was inconvenient to take him out, and her mother-in-law also advised against it. Meanwhile, in City H. As soon as Elora finished breakfast and was about to go to work, Tatum York came to see her to ask for leave. "Rest." Elora stopped, looked at him and asked, "Your sister-in-law gave birth?" She remembered him mentioning that when his aunt had a baby, he had planned to take 2 or 3 days off to visit. It would be his first nephew, so it had special meaning. He felt he had to be there. Since he started working at her house, it seemed like he hadn't returned to her house even once. Tatum York smiled and said, "Last night she gave birth to a baby boy, 7 kilos, mother and child are both healthy. Ma'am, I want to take 3 days off. I will come visit and come back soon. I have already instructed the chef at home on how to prepare food for you. I think the food they make will suit your taste. They are all experienced chefs, with just a little guidance from him, they can definitely cook the dishes Elora likes." Elora smiled. Congratulations on becoming an uncle. When are you leaving?
I haven't booked my flight yet, Tatum York replied. I want to ask for your approval first.
When I have it, I will book it in advance.
Okay, book 2 plane tickets this afternoon.
I'll go back to the company to arrange some things. I'll go with you this afternoon.
She is not only his boss but also his girlfriend.
Elora wants to return to Wiltspoon with him. The last time she visited Grandma May and Serenity was at the Butcham Villa, not the York family's.
Tatum York was surprised. Miss, do you want to go with me?
Married at First Sight Chapter 4337. After the two confessed their feelings to each other, their relationship progressed very quickly. However, according to the normal progression of love, the two have not yet reached the stage of meeting each other's parents. He didn't expect his busy fiancé to agree to go with him.
Elora said, last time I visited you, I went to Butcham Mountain Villa, not your house.
This time I will come on an official visit.
What, am I not welcome?
Tatum York grinned, welcome, very welcome, of course welcome, warmly welcome.
Elora also smiled and said, just say hello.
I will go back to the company first, you pack your things, then you come to the company to pick me up, we will go to the airport together.
Good.
I have nothing to pack.
When he came here, he only brought a few sets of clothes and daily necessities.
Elora said to him, you have just returned to the country for a while, shouldn't you buy some specialties of city age to bring back for your family to try?
This is my first time visiting, so I need to prepare some gifts.
How many people are in your family?
What are everyone's hobbies?
Please help me make a list and I will give it to the secretary to prepare for me.
No need to prepare any gifts.
My family will be very happy if you come with me.
No need to spend any more money.
We have everything we need at home.
Tatum York instinctively refused, not wanting to make Grandma May waste money.
Elora said, this is the first time I've met your parents, do you want me to go back empty-handed?
If you don't tell me what they like, I won't go back with you, and I won't go back with you again in the future.
Tatum York, okay, I will send it to you later.
The first time she met his parents, she prepared a gift for his family.
How polite.
If he didn't let her prepare it, she would be embarrassed.
How could he let her be embarrassed by herself?
The first time she met his parents, she prepared a gift for his family.
How polite.
If he didn't let her prepare it, she would be embarrassed.
How could he let her be embarrassed by herself?
He also had to prepare gifts for everyone in the Ormond family, and then give gifts to everyone in the Ormond family as Elora's boyfriend.
There is give and take.
I'll go back to the company first.
Good.
Elora left. After returning to the company, attending the morning meeting, she received a list from Tatum York. After reading the list, she sent it to her secretary, asking her to help her prepare a gift according to the preferences of everyone in York's family. She then informed the second and third girls to come upstairs to meet her. The second and third girls also arrived early.
Sister, please find us.
Tinsley and his sister walked over, each pulled a chair and sat down in front of his sister's desk.
Would you like some water?
Elora asked.
Sister, we are not thirsty.
If we were thirsty, we would pour ourselves some water.
Tinsley asked curiously, Sister, please tell me what it is, I'm very curious.
Don't you think this is the company's business?
Married at First Sight Chapter 4338. Elora talked about his sister with interest.
It's not company business.
It's company business.
Sister wouldn't tell us to go upstairs.
She gave the order a long time ago.
Tinsley was the first person to follow his eldest sister to take care of the family, so he understood his eldest sister's working style very well.
Elora smiled, looked at the two sisters, and said, this afternoon I will go to Annenberg for 3 to 5 days. During these 3 to 5 days, the company will give it to you too.
If there is anything you can't solve, call me and I will guide you over the phone. If you really don't understand, you can wait until I come back."
Elora paused for a moment and said, "But I believe in your ability. Even if I'm not at the company, you can still handle it. My sisters are all very smart, and those who have jobs are also very capable."
The two sisters looked at each other. Finally Tinsley curiously asked, "Sister, are you planning to go to Annenberg to see your parents?"
Everyone already knew the relationship between Elora and Tatum York. Elora didn't need to hide it. She generously admitted, "I went back with him to meet his parents. In the past 2 days, the eldest lady of the York family gave birth to a child. She is Tatum York's biological sister-in-law. When her nephew was born, Tatum York, as your uncle, wanted to come back to visit you. I think there is nothing important to do recently, so I will rest for 3 to 5 days and go with you to meet your parents." The last time she saw them, she only saw Grandma York and Miss Duong. She had never seen so many people in the York clan.
Tinsley Brownkeld, "The relationship between my sister and Tatum York is progressing very quickly. Meeting our parents soon is a good thing. Hopefully this year we will both have a brother-in-law to call to congratulate us."
Elora smiled and said, "Now you can call him brother-in-law. I love him. In this life I will only marry him." Knowing that she was the candidate chosen by Ms. York, she had nothing to worry about. Tatum York's feelings for her were deeper than her feelings for Tatum York. He wasn't afraid that she would change her mind, so she didn't need to worry.
Nhuk Dong said that the men of the York family in Vanton are very loyal. Once married, they will live with their wives for life. They will not betray their wives or commit domestic violence. They are truly a couple that will stay together for life. Such wealthy families are extremely rare and uncommon. The Oduong family background is very good, but Elora knows that when she was young, her father and uncles had many love affairs. It's just that they didn't let outside women bother their first wife. Especially since her mother and aunts gave birth to daughters one after another. Her parents did this secretly to have a son, and her mother knew about it. But then the parents gave up, and as the children grew up, they showed their love to them. Don't think that the little girl is just a few years old and doesn't understand anything because she knows her parents are arguing in private. After Ajin and Ajian were born, their parents felt relieved. They seemed to be in love now and didn't care about the past. The younger generation, especially the girls, didn't know that their parents had a scandal, and of course they wouldn't expose the mistakes their parents made when they were young. It is really rare for a rich and powerful family to be as loyal and responsible as the men of the York family. Even ordinary men can resist outside temptations if given the chance. Tinsley said, "It's best to wait until you two get married, then I will change my mind, that way it will be legal." She didn't mean that Tatum York would change his mind, but she felt that if the two of them were really husband and wife, it would be better for her to change her mind, at least it would be reasonable. The third sister also smiled and said, "Second sister is right, wait until first sister and Tatum York get married or get a marriage certificate, then we will change our minds."
"First sister, have you decided? Do you object?"
Tinsley said to his sister, "If uncle and aunt object, how can the family be at peace? If you don't trust Tatum York, you have to trust our eldest sister. My eldest sister has the final say in her marriage. My uncle is not in good health and my aunt does not have much say, so my eldest sister has long been the deciding voice in the family. Tatum York deserves to be our big sister."
Married at First Sight, Chapter 4339. But Tatum York's house is in Vanton, very far away. The third girl said, "I don't want my eldest sister to marry far away. Later, if she wants to visit her, she will have to travel all day. Tatum York works at home, basically living with us. Tinsley has long known that his eldest sister will not settle in Hometown after getting married. Only when the younger brothers grew up and could take over the family business could the eldest sister follow Tatum York back to live in Annenberg. By that time, their grandsons were all teenagers." The third girl thought for a moment and then smiled, "I understand. That way their eldest sister could still live together,
which was great. Young girls are used to revolving around their older sisters, so they don't want to see their older sisters marry far away. However, after the relationship between the eldest sister and Tatum York became public, they could no longer ask too much about where they would live in the future. "Sister, you can go back with Tatum York to see our parents. Take this opportunity to go to Vanton to play for a few days. Don't worry about family matters, we are all here for you," Tinsley expressed his opinion. Not to mention her younger sisters also helped her share the burden. Even if she was alone, she could last 3 to 5 days, so her younger sister could rest for a few days. Take a few days off without carrying any burdens. Sister, have you booked your tickets yet? Or are you taking a private plane?" the third girl asked worriedly. "Before today, I had never heard my sister mention that. They were not prepared at all. Tatum York has already booked a seat. If she doesn't take a private plane, it won't be possible to arrange it in time. It's just me and Tatum York, so we can book 2 tickets. This time Elora had to travel a long way and she didn't even bring a bodyguard. Tatum York can protect her, she also has the ability to protect herself. The place she went to was Annenberg, the territory of the York family. In Vanton, who dares to touch the future sixth miss of the York family? Isn't this courting death?" Since knowing that he was the one chosen by Mrs. York, Elora immediately sent someone to Annenberg again to inquire about the situation of the York family. This time, her people were able to get the real news. Elora just realized that last year, the York family had interfered with her decision to send someone to investigate Tatum York, so she did not discover that Tatum York was the Luke Young master of the richest family in Wiltspoon City. Without asking, one could guess that the person who did this was Zachary York, the current head of the York family. "We can rest assured, Tatum York is with you," the third woman smiled. Her sisters were very pleased with Tatum York, their future brother-in-law. "At the same time, I am also very curious about how Grandma York chose their eldest sister. But I have to admire Grandma York. Tatum York is a perfect match for their eldest sister. The eldest sister is very picky, but Tatum York is a good cook. From now on, Tatum York will be responsible for cooking 3 meals for her eldest sister, and the Ormond family will no longer change chefs like changing clothes. Tatum York is not only a good chef, but also a good businessman. He has businesses in big cities like Wiltspoon, and he runs them very well. Even without the background of being a rich young master, Tatum York is still a successful person." Elora finished his work here and prepared to return to Annenberg with Tatum York in the afternoon. Abbey in Dew Group Building discovered that Evan York had been missing for 2 days. The eldest sister was the first to discover that Evan York was no longer waiting for her outside the company as usual. The eldest sister asked her, "Abby, why hasn't Evan York come these past 2 days?" Married at First Sight, Chapter 4340. Will that child give up again? If he dares to give up halfway like last time, you should never talk to him again in this life. There are still many good men in this world, you don't need to be by his side. Only then did Ngoc Mong discover that Evan York had not appeared for 2 days. No wonder she always felt like something was missing. It turned out that Evan York's constant nagging was gone. Maybe he is busy with work. Abby speculated, the York family wants to open a branch here, he is the person in charge, he cannot just ignore everything. Normally, Evan York would come wait for her to get off work, he would come before she got off work, when she went to work, he would also go handle some work. Maybe because she saw Evan York working hard, she said he had a lot of free time so he started to focus on work. Doesn't he work during normal hours? But when he gets off work, he will still wait for you at the company gate, even waiting an hour or half an hour earlier. I haven't seen him for 2 days. Did he feel that Evan York was more popular with our family so he withdrew? If so, she would look down on Evan York. Abby smiled, don't you respect him? It's not that I don't like him, it's just that I feel uncomfortable with the way he treated you before. If it comes to truly evaluating a person, Evan York can still give him high marks. Most importantly, Evan York abandoned his sister because she deceived him. He didn't know that his sister was the girl he loved. "My sister has a lot of vests," Ms. Abbey later learned about this. Before, she didn't know that her cousin had so many aliases. She only knew that her cousin was good at fighting. Who would have thought that her sister was the second young lady of the Du family, and often went out in the middle of the night wearing a mask? "You and Evan York are just biological siblings. My second uncle and second aunt also recognize Evan York in their hearts. Evan York's heart is not with you, so when will Evan York and your sister have a real ending?" Abby was silent for a moment then said, "That's their business, they should handle it themselves. I only have brotherly feelings for Evan York. She doesn't know Evan well, even though he is her mother's godson and her brother. But Evan York was always abroad, occasionally returning to China but not staying long. The last time Evan York returned to China, she was still studying with her master and was not at home, so the two had very few opportunities to meet. The person I like is Evan York. From beginning to end, it's always him." Abby picked up the phone, about to call Evan York, but Evan York sent her a message. "This is image information." She opened WeChat and saw a message from Evan York. It was a photo of a newborn baby. "Whose child is this?" Abby suddenly remembered Serenity, instinctively looked at the desk calendar, discovered that the photo of the newborn baby must be Dong's son. "Sister Serenity has given birth. Evan York must have received the news and returned to Annenberg. The bastard left without saying a word to her. Sister Serenity gave birth, so she went to visit the baby. It was not impossible, but Evan York did not tell her and hurriedly turned back to hug her nephew. She was so busy that she forgot about it." Abby hurriedly checked Cohen Kak, but didn't see Serenity post anything. She guessed Serenity must have just given birth and hadn't posted anything yet. She called Serenity. Serenity picked up the phone, smiled and asked, "Sister Dong, did you give birth? Is it a prince or a princess? Is Evan York coming back? Why didn't that bastard tell me?" Serenity replied, "She was born last night. It's a boy, weighing 7 kilos. Both mother and child are safe. The fourth child just arrived. Anyway, I just saw the fourth child.